Welcome to Wolf 359. This is the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel recording from the comms room of the USS Hephaestus Station. Welcome, everyone, to a very special transmission. It's our anniversary today, our 500th day orbiting around Wolf 359. I can't tell you how happy I am to have you here, dear listeners, as we celebrate another 100 days on this creaky, miserable tin can. Just another 230 before we close shop and go home. Unless Command decides to renew us for another year and a half, then we're less than halfway through this. Anyway, we now take you through the miracle of the portable hands-free recorder to the crew anniversary party, already in progress. And by party, I mean our autopilot helping me procrastinate my work shift. All right, Hera, here we are now. Entertain us.
I'm afraid I'm still calculating the answer to your question from earlier, Officer Eiffel.
Calculating? Hera, I asked you for your top five stick-to-the-man songs, not the 900th digit of pi.
Well, there's lots of data to collate. Year of composition, active political regimes at the time, complexity of court progressions. It may take a little bit to have a mathematically sound set of five. S3, by the way.
No. You're way overthinking this. It's just a taste thing. There's no wrong answer. Unless you leave out Anarchy in the UK. That would be mathematically unsound. Here, I'll show you. Ask me for my top five of anything.
Anything?
Yeah, just go. First thing that comes to mind.
Top five Lanthanides?
Try again.
Top five British naval battles of the 1800s?
Nope.
Top five celestial positioning coordinates.
You're just yanking my chain, aren't you?
Well, I don't know what I want, but I know how to get it.
Apologies for breaking into your frequency, Officer Eiffel, but I was wondering if I could have a moment of Hera's attention.
How can I be of service, Dr. Hilbert?
I'm running an experiment with my arc reactor, and I need additional voltage directed towards my lab.
Negative, Doctor. You're already at the maximum level for that wing of the Hephaestus.
Then just reroute it. Divert some power from the central processors.
I would highly discourage that course of action, Doctor. It would put us over the acceptable safety limits for that wing.
I'm taking every precaution. It will be fine. Now stop wasting my time.
Affirmative, Dr. Hilbert. Rerouting power now. You should receive it in about 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Wow. Are you upset? I didn't know you got upset.
I am an MX-500 class adjutant program, Officer Eiffel. I'm programmed to be friendly and pleasant, and I do not get upset. I can, however, get frustrated, ruffled, and or an itsy teeny bit incensed when he takes that tone of voice with me.
Hey, don't let Hilbert get to you. The guy's a whack job. Did I ever tell you about that time I thought he was trying to kill me? Any of those times?
Things don't get to me, Eiffel. I'm just afraid that sooner or later that man is going to do something reckless and
Hera? Are you there? One moment, dear listeners. We seem to be experiencing some technical difficulties. Looks like we've lost our autopilot and our lights. And anything that was plugged into a wall. Recorder still seems to be running fine, though, so score one for old school double A's. I'm sure this is just a small hiccup in the system, so let's just wait for this stuff to get sorted out, all right? Okay, maybe this isn't one of those wait and see things. Maybe it's one of those imminent death things. Let's go see if we can find any of the others.
Hello? Hera? Minkowski?
Jeez, has this place always been so Overlook Hotel-y? All right, Doug, get a grip on yourself. Just figure out what you gotta do. What would Commander Minkowski say if she were here right now?
Eiffel, I know minimal information about the situation or its context, but I am ready to place all the blame squarely on your shoulders.
What? That makes absolutely no sense. You act like everything that goes wrong in this station is my fault.
Everything that goes wrong around here is your fault. Remember the helium tank?
Here we go again. Look, I had no idea what that dial did. I'm really sorry Dr. Hilbert had to amputate those toes, but it was an honest mistake.
What about the flight deck airlock? Or the time you poisoned that liter of water trying to make whiskey? I could do this all night.
Oh yes, Commander, let's spend more time on this, shall we? Here we are in a potentially lethal situation, and all you want to do is talk about how much of a screw-up I am. God, you're useless.
I'm useless? You are the most incompetent excuse for an enlisted man I've ever met. The only thing you've done for the past 500 days have been sleep on the job, endanger our lives, and continually make stupid jokes just to hide the fact that you're...
Is somebody there? Look, if this is a joke or something, it isn't funny. All right, I suppose. What the hell was that? Oh, God.
Eiffel, is that you?
Oh, Commander.
Why are you underneath that table?
Reasons? Good ones. Excellent reasons.
Any idea what's going on? Looks like the entire station's gone dark.
Hilbert asked Hira to give his lab some extra juice from her central processor. Maybe he blew a fuse.
Hira's offline?
I don't know. Search me. Either that or she's finally figured out how to access her sleep mode. Guessing this isn't one of those gets-better-by-itself situations.
If Hira's offline, then practically every system in the station is too, and that includes life support.
So we're gonna run out of air?
That may be the least of our worries. She also runs navigation, orbital stasis, temperature regulation, hell, probably even a few that I don't know about.
So basically we're barreling towards certain death. That's all you gotta say, Commander. Barreling towards certain death. Okay, how about we skip right to the making it better part?
Well, we'll need to reboot the system up at the bridge, but first we'll have to go down to engineering to realign the fuse couplings and restore power.
Divide and conquer. Commander, you deal with the computer upstairs. I'll head downtown and plug her back in.
Do you have any idea what you're looking for?
No, but I got you and a pair of these.
Walkie-talkies?
Been making a few of these out of old recorders. Pretty handy in a blackout. Careful, though. The battery on them's pretty non-existent, so save it till you get to... Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I thought... Nothing. Never mind. Come on, let's do this thing before we fall into the star or something.
This should take you down to engineering, straight shot. Get down there and wait for me. I'll radio as soon as I get to the bridge.
Right. Talk to you in a sec. All right. Just heading down to engineering. No big deal. No big deal. Just gonna go down, flip some switches, turn the lights back on, and then go listen to some space static for a couple hours. Whew, won't that be nice? Oh God, it's spooktastic in here, baby. Whew, I hate engineering. It creeps me out, even when we're not in super energy saver mode. I'm glad you're here to keep me company, dear listeners.
We interrupt tonight's presentation of Hammer Horrors, the Amityville Space Station, to bring you a quick word from our sponsor.
Okay, I swear to God, somebody's talking to me. Or maybe we're just running out of O2 a little faster than anticipated.
Okay, enough! I'm dealing with a genuine life and death thing here, so if Mr. Ooga Booga Whispering wants to tango, he'll have to take a number and have a seat, because my dance card is full at the moment. Hira? Is that you? Look, if this is some kind of weird attempt at being funny, it's really not cool.
All right, you got me. Very funny.
Who is this? What do you want?
Eiffel, I'm at the bridge. Are you in position yet?
Goddamn. No, not yet. Commander, there's something majorly weird going on here.
Yes, all the systems in the station are powered down. Didn't we already have this conversation?
No. Listen, there's something coming through the speakers. It's like as soon as Hira went offline, they started picking up Stephen King FM.
That's not possible. There's nothing powering them.
I know what I've been hearing, and it's been getting louder.
All right, look. Whatever that's about, it'll be a lot easier to sort it out with power and oxygen. So let's focus on getting Hira back online first, okay?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, I'm at engineering. All right, what am I looking for?
Go towards the back of the room. You should see a big red breaker box with a lightning bolt symbol on it.
Red breaker, yeah, I see it.
All right, go up to it and open it. Now, this is gonna be real simple.
Holy crap! Real simple. Commander, there's like a bajillion switches and cables in here.
Just do exactly what I tell you. See the switch at the very top? Hit that, and I should get auxiliary power for the consoles here.
Done.
Okay, great. All right, give me just one moment to start inputting the reboot codes. Look for switches number 5, 18, and 32.
Yeah, I see them.
Okay, go ahead and hit all three. Okay, now you see the switch at the very bottom?
Yep, I see it.
That should power up the central processor again. Get ready to hit on my mark. Ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. 3, 2, now.
Commander? Did we miss a step or something? Minkowski. Crap, the battery in my walkie's dead. Look, I don't know who you are or what you want, but I... What? What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean? I'm not the first what? Hello?
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Whoa. What just happened? Did everything just kind of blink around for a second there?
Oh. Hey, Hira. Welcome back. We missed you.
Hey again, everyone. It's been a few hours since I stopped the last recording and just wanted to give you a brief update. I think we crossed into a new day a little while ago. Day 501 on the galaxy's favorite little death trap. Hira's up and running again. It's taken her a little bit to get all the systems back to normal, but it looks like we're not gonna suffocate or blow up anytime in the near future. Shouldn't expect warm showers either, but hey. Take what we can get and all. I still don't know what those weird noises were about. I asked Hira about it, and she said it was probably just some residue of her vocal program running on emergency power and going haywire, but I don't know. It sure as hell didn't sound like Hira. Scans confirm that me, Minkowski, and Hilbert are still the only language-capable life signs on the station, but I don't know. You're not the first. What the hell does that mean? Not the first what? Well, from the Hephaestus station, this has been the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel. Good night, everyone. This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hero was played by Michaela Swee. And tonight's episode also featured the voice of Cece Lynn Jacobs. Original music by Alan Rohde and audio recording by Jared Paul. Dying to know Hero's top five lanthanides? Check out wolf359.fm and follow us on Twitter at wolf359radio for more information on our show.